Blog Talk Radio.
This is Cinelli Romani.
Blog Talk Radio, Flavor News Radio. This is where I play a variety of independent jazz artists from here in the Pacific Northwest, where I am, to across the United States and around the globe. I love waving my leopard pom-poms for the independent artists, and I try to find a variety of ways to show my support to them. And there's some absolutely deserving artists. They're amazing, and they deserve to be in the spotlight and have the leopard pom-poms weighed for them. I'm going to start out the first hour. I'm not sure how far I can get through, but I'm going to start out the first hour with actually artists from right here in the Pacific Northwest. I am so proud to represent them and to be able to share them with you. This is a new artist that I'm going to start out today's show with that I just recently connected with. His name is Roy Horn, and this is his piece, Journey Over the Nile.
Thank you.
That was Roy Horn with his piece, Journey Over the Nile. Now I'm going to play a piece by Jose Juicy Gonzalez, and this is called Days of Wine and Roses. Was Jose Juicy Gonzalez with Days of Wine and Roses. Now I'm going to play a piece by somebody that I grew up with here in Seattle, Washington. I think we were about 12, 13 years old. This is Roger Pekis with his piece, A Funky Tear. was paying attention. That was Roger Pegues with his piece, A Funky Tear. Again, the first hour I'm trying to fill it with the amazing talents from right here in the Pacific Northwest, so let me just keep it going. And the next track I play is going to be by a jazz saxophonist. His name is T-Soak, and I'm going to play Center of My Joy. That was T-Soak with his piece, Center of My Joy. Now I'm going to play a piece, an award-winning piece, by The Goody Bag out of Seattle, Washington, and this is called Little Giants. That was a goodie bag with their award-winning piece called Little Giants. Now I'm going to play a piece for you by Michael Powers, and this is called Urban Ukulele. That amazing piece is called Urban Ukulele by Michael Powers. Now I'm going to play a piece by a group that goes by the name of Clientele. And I'm going to play their piece called Red Kool-Aid. with their piece, Red Kool-Aid. Now I'm going to play a piece by a dear, dear friend of mine, and this is Kevin Hyde with his rendition of Riviera Paradise. That was Riviera Paradise, played by my dear friend Kevin Hyde. Now I'm going to play a piece by another artist out of the Pacific Northwest. The first hour has been dedicated to the artist from my hometown, and I'm so proud to represent all of you guys. I hope you really, really understand that. There's some amazing talents coming out of the Pacific Northwest. So I'm going to play now a piece by Butch Harrison, and this is called Butch's Blues.
Thank you.
out, the Pacific Northwest jazz artists. I really, really need to get on them and see if I can beg a little harder to get some of the flavor out of my hometown, the jazz flavor. But I wanted to just give you a rundown of who I've just played this first hour from the Pacific Northwest. We started it out with Roy Horn, then went to Juicy Gonzalez, Roger Pegues, T-Soak, Goody Bag, Michael Powers, Clientele, Kevin Hyde, and finished out this set with Butch Harrison. Now I'm going to jump in and play some tracks from the other artists that I have received from not only in the United States but around the world. I'm going to start out this set with a piece by my dear, dear friends, Black Ice, and I'm going to play Gypsy Passion.
Thank you.
out the second hour are the amazing, amazing talents known as Black Eyes with their piece, Gypsy Passion. And I think my timing couldn't have been better because guess who's on the phone? Mr. Skip Young from Black Eyes. Welcome to the Flavor of Jazz, my friend.
Hello.
How are you, Lady Flavor?
Oh, we got Mark on there, too?
I'm here.
So
what's going
was my
on?
Timing good or what?
That was excellent.
Impeccable, even.
I thought maybe you saw me sign in about maybe 20 minutes ago because I was only on the phone.
I did see you, and then you dropped off.
Right, that's because I was on my phone, and my phone doesn't have flash players, so I don't have all the features, like being on a computer, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yep, how are you out there today?
Very good. How about yourself?
You're good. Good. It's hot as heck.
It's hot.
Is it?
I ain't complaining. It could be cold.
Right. So what are you gentlemen up to today?
Getting ready to go rehearse.
That's what I was wondering, since it appears that you're together.
Yep. We're on our way to Akron, Ohio right now.
Okay. We'll get a session in, huh?
Last night, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, you know, why don't you tell us a little bit about the piece that I just played, Gypsy Passion. It's got some very, very interesting sounds to it.
Gypsy Passion came actually from listening to Marion Meadows. And he has a couple of songs with a Hispanic flair, and I kind of took some pieces and turned and twisted and composed Gypsy Passion from an actual Marion Meadows cut.
Okay, well, it's definitely one of those pieces that get a mama's hips swaying and stuff, so I love it. I love that particular piece.
I love that piece, too. That's a very nice.
Yeah, but Mark, let's talk about the piece that you're just really excited about coming out.
Deep Z. Coming from the deep, baby. Coming from the deep. that piece was a piece that I was working on when I was studying, and it was actually an assignment. And it's actually, the name of it is Deep, the letters, because of the key that it's in and all of the stuff that's going on with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm still pretty excited about it. We're still not quite finished and ready for the public, but I think that everybody's going to be pleasantly surprised. And, not surprised, but pleasantly, you know, they'll be excited right along with us once they hear it.
Right. So, gentlemen, why don't you tell the listeners where they can find out more about Black Eyes and hear more of your sound and purchase your CD? And all of that.
Yep. Oh, well, okay. Well, let's start from the beginning. We're on Facebook, and it's BLAQUEAHYS. It's pronounced Black Eyes. You can friend us on Facebook. We're on Twitter, same way, Black Eyes. We have a couple of websites, www.blackeyes.com. Run it all together. That's BLAQUEAHYS.com. www.angelofunk, and you'll see the Black Eyes Connection. And Reverb Nation is Godsend. Oh my God. If you see just me, Mark Tyree, I'm number 77, and I don't even have any music on there yet. But Reverb Nation has a phenomenal site that connects everything you can think of. It is so good. I just can't give them enough praise as far as what they do for artists like us. It's phenomenal. So if you Google us, Black Eyes, so much stuff is going to pop up that you might get a little confused. Just click something.
You can also find us on iTunes, Napster, what is it, eMusic, all of the major download spots. And we're also on allmediaartists.com. Just about anywhere, just like Mark said, if you Google us, you have more than enough ways to find us. And also through MySpace and MySpace and Facebook as well. Two other excellent resources that you can use to find us and to find our music.
Well, I have to tell you that. I'm sorry, Mark, what did you say? What did you say, Mark?
Did we do a good job answering your question?
You did an excellent job. Well, and the reason why I wanted you to say that, it just kind of shows you, you know, you guys are busy. You know, you've worked very, very hard to build a fan base and to gain those that you hope will pay attention. And so I know that you're all over the internet, you know, and working, you know, as if it is, you know, a job just to do the marketing and promoting online. And I commend you because you've done a very, very good job. And, you know, you got me over here paying attention in Seattle, Washington.
Well, that's
I'm waving thing. My leopard pom-pom for black eyes.
Let me tell you something, lady. When we first started out, we were on Reverb Nation. That was February of 2010. By April, I think, or May, we were the number one jazz funk genre in our area, and we quickly, which freaked me out. I was like, wow, what the heck is going on? We like in a team worldwide and like in single digits in the country, and I was like, wow, you know, the Reverb Nation is no joke, along with what you do, which we thank you so much, and our fans. We went from, you know, from zero to like close to 50,000 fans now.
Wow.
It is truly an amazing feat for us, especially for me because, you know, I was the shy one, remember?
Yes, you were shyer than Skip, but you've definitely blossomed within the last few months.
Yeah, I have to say so myself.
We can also say for like all of your other artists that are listening, when it comes down to doing any type of promotion and media type work, the social networks, I can't say it any other way, are the bomb. They're really off the chain. Don't just limit yourself to one specific social network. Get in and tie them all together and, you know, make it an 8-hour job. And you'll see that it will pay off quickly, very quickly.
And all of our friends that we've met through you, Lady Flavor, that have been very supportive. You played Kevin Hyde. Oh, my God. Clientele. Oh, man, how wonderful to have a kind of support. You know, well, you know, they say birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah.
I'm kind of proud of the artists out here in the Pacific Northwest. I'm not sure if they even realize how proud I am of them. You know, But there's some amazing talents out here, and so that's why I decided to dedicate the first hour to, you know, just my hometown.
Okay. Right.
Dude, that was some good stuff. I was listening.
Well, hey, it must be some good stuff if Black Eyes will say it's good.
Thank you.
So now, for the listeners, of Flava Jazz right now, Black Eyes is not just two artists. There's actually three. It just happens that Martin and Skip call into the show pretty frequently, but there is another member by the name of Mohammed Rashid, who's an amazing, amazing talent. So I just don't want you to think that it's just two artists. It's actually three artists.
Right. Yes.
Can't leave
Mohammed out. Mohammed is
No, you can't. Well, gentlemen, I don't know if you want me to put you just on hold as I continue to play some talent for the listeners of the Flava Jazz.
We'll stay with you.
All right. Well, let me just put you back on hold right quick. All right, so that was Skip Young and Mark Tyree from Black Eyes out of Ohio, out of the Cleveland, Akron, Ohio area. I'm going to take you down to California and play my girl, Waberi Jordan. And this is a piece I don't play very frequently, so I'm going to play A Strange Brood.
Fruit hanging from
All right, that was my girl with Barry Jordan out of Los Angeles, California, with her piece, Strange Fruit. The beauty of the artist that I play, you know, sometimes it's just kind of smooth and mellow, and sometimes it's extremely abstract. And I love all the elements in that particular piece. It's just kind of like haunting at times and melodic at times, and just, I don't know, I just really, really kind of dig it just because it's different. I've received some music from some new artists in the last few days, which I am so excited because for those of you that know how much I love jazz and how much I want to build my jazz library here on Flavor News Radio, I'm finally starting to get some new jazz artists. And this gentleman's name is John Hopkins Jr. out of Philadelphia, and I'm going to play the title track to his CD, which is called Enough Said.
Thank you.
John Hopkins Jr. out of Pennsylvania with his piece called Enough Said, which is the title track to his CD. I was really excited last night when I opened up my email and received the album from this next artist. This is Julie Dexter out of the ATL by way of England, and I'm going to play her piece, which is her new single called Come On Home. Home, and that's off of her brand new CD, which is called New Age, which you can find on iTunes and at all of the digital download websites. You can definitely Google Julie Dexter out of the ATL. Now I'm going to play another new artist that I just received tracks from. He is actually out of Denmark, and this is Tony Bunn with his, I think I'm going to play his title track, which is called Small World. Thank you. That was Tony Bunn out of Denmark with his piece called Small World, and that's actually the title track to his CD. You can find out more about Tony and purchase his CD at plgmedia.com. So I'm going to take you out to Kansas now and play, of course, my dear, dear friend Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and this piece is called Yesterday's Love off of his Windows to the Soul CD.
Thank you.
That was Yesterday's Love by Stephen Jerome Ferguson out of Kansas, and that is off of his new CD, which is called Windows to the Soul, and you can find that on his Reverb Nation store page. Now I'm going to take you out to Detroit, Michigan, and play a piece by Melvin Chenault. I was really, really pleasantly surprised when Melvin called into my show yesterday and spent some time with me at the coffee shop. But I want to play his piece, which is called Run Wrong, and it's featuring Brian O'Neill. Thank you. That was Melvin Chanel with his piece Wrong, featuring Brian O'Neill, and they are both out of the Detroit, Michigan area. Let me bring a caller back in on the line. I'm sorry, Mark. I did see you with your hand up before, but it was kind of confusing because you showed up twice on the board. So,
welcome
back to the show, my friend.
Oh, thank you. We were traveling, and we both dropped, and, well, we dropped in different places, so I was like, let me call in case one of us drops, and sure enough, it happened. So, we're back.
All right.
Uh-oh.
So what do you think of the music I've been playing since you were last on?
Oh, Chanel, I love that. That is nice. I didn't get a chance to hear as there was a young lady you said that was from L.A. Who was that?
Wilberry Gordon.
Yeah. That was, you know, nice. But I didn't get to hear all of it because, you know, we were in the car, we got a Jeep, so the Jeep was, like, just a little loud, and, you know, we were talking, too, so we were listening, but we were waiting for this next opportunity to come back in.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, and of course, you know, when you see 216 and 330, if it's 330, it's probably Skip, and if it's 216, it's probably me, but we sort of double-teamed you here.
Well, it was interesting because I was actually triple-teamed by you guys for a minute because there was two 216 on there. Your number was showed up twice, and I'm like, how could that be?
Well, we just joined Muhammad and our manager, Melva.
Right.
Yeah. Say hello.
Hi.
Lady Flavor.
Hello, Muhammad and Melva.
How are you?
Very good. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful session today. I know you're going to be making some great music. I look forward to being able to play some new flavor from Black Eyes here in the very near future.
It's going to happen. It's coming real soon.
All right, my friend. So I take it you're going to start your rehearsal now?
Yeah, actually, we did a lot while we were talking and doing stuff with you. We went to McDonald's because I'm hungry. I got to eat. You know, brother got a job. So I'm about to pig out. And, hey, you got to eat. I'm a
All
little
right.
guy, but I eat a lot, you know.
I understand. All right. Well, have a good session. I'm going to just keep on playing a few more tracks before the show is over.
Okay.
All right. Take care. All right. Much love to Black Eyes.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was Skip Young and actually Mohammed Rashid and Melva, their manager, and Mark Tyree on the phone. So what a pleasant surprise to actually connect with all of them at once. They're one of my favorite funk jazz bands groups out of the Ohio area. So I'm going to keep it moving. Let's see who I can play next for you. You know, I'm going to keep you right there in the Michigan area, and I'm going to play my dear friend John D. Green Sr. with his signature piece, Melodocracy. was John D. Green Sr. with his signature piece, Melodocracy. Now I'm going to take you down to Louisiana and play a piece by Ian Villafana. Got to give you a little bit of Sunday morning love. Right there in Louisiana and play a piece by Lloyd Watson, and I'm going to play his piece, You Know You Want It. All right, that was Lloyd Watson with his piece, You Know You Want It. I want to thank everybody who tuned in to listen to the Flavor of Jazz with me live today, to those that hung out in the chat room, to those that came back and listened in the wings, to those that come back and check out the archives. I really, really appreciate your support in regards to all the radio shows that I do here on Flavor News Radio. Some of the artists that you heard today will be featured on my show on the news station that I have also joined with, which is KLSL, Liquid Soul, where the artists can be heard. They can, they can gain royalties off of their tracks being played, to the fans can also win reward points and money off of there for being regular listeners. So I really, really encourage you to pay attention and come follow me over at Liquid Soul. My show over there is going to be called Liquid Flavor. There is also the potential that some of the jazz artists that you heard today could potentially be heard on Cedric James' show, which is called the Music. What is his show called? I'm just totally drawing a blank. Modern Music Showcase with Cedric James, and he plays only mainstream artists, and so some of the artists that you heard may also be heard with the mainstream artists that he plays. So stay tuned. God bless, and help spread the word about what we're doing here at Flavor News Radio in supporting some amazing underground independent artists. So I'm going to close out today's show with another piece, and my board just froze, so I'm hoping that I can get to it. Oh, here it goes. Anyway, I apologize for that. I'm going to close out today's show with a piece by Masaru Towaki out of Japan, which is called Believe. Take care.